哈利路亚，愿大家平安。
Hallelujah, may peace be with you all.
今天晚上我们要探讨一个问题。
We're going to discuss a question.
就是为什么有时我们的祷告一点功效都没有？
Why sometimes our prayers are ineffective?
首先我们讲讲引言。
As a starter.
Introduction.
Introduction.
我们每一个人呢，每一个基督徒啊，都有祷告的权利。
We all as Christians will have rights to pray.
我们就好像有一条热线，随时可以打电话给天父。
It's like we have this hotline that we can connect ourselves to our Heavenly Father.
我们任何的问题可以告诉他。
We can tell him all our questions.
我们有什么困难，他就会帮助我们。
If we run into any issues, he will be able to help us out.
这是我们作为神儿女的一个特权。
And this is the prerogative that we have as Christians.
但是有时候我们发觉我们的祷告毫无功效。
Sometimes you may find that our prayers are ineffective.
我们知道如果祷告没有功效，就好像浪费时间，就好像会很没有意义。
When our prayers are ineffective, we are wasting our time.
那我们要想一想，为什么有时候我们的祷告会没有功效呢？
We have to spend some time to think about why sometimes our prayers are ineffective.
我们请 AV 那个 slide 要跟着我讲来转了，因为我要打 slide 出来，让大家一边看电视有一些重点啊，所以请 AV 注意一下。好，那我们今天要探讨，因为最近我们在看这个耶利米书啊。
These days we are going over Jeremiah.
耶利米书啊，讲的是一个悲剧。
Jeremiah talks about a tragedy.
就是百姓被神抛弃。
It talks about how God's people was deserted.
那百姓犹大国最后一个王叫做西底家。
The last king of Judah was Zedekiah.
他也曾经在困难的时候尝试祷告。
He had at one point during his trial tried to pray.
但是他的祷告一点用都没有。
His prayer, however, was ineffective.
那我们先看看一些背景的资料。
Before we delve into this, let's take a look at the background story.
为什么他那个时候要祷告
？Why did he have to pray at the time?
我们看耶利米书37章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 37.
耶利米书的37章。
Jeremiah chapter 37.
我们看第一节。
First one.
耶利米书37章。
Jeremiah chapter 37.
第一节到第四节。
First one to four.
请读。
First one. Zedekiah son of Josiah was made king of Judah by Nebuchadnezzar king of Babylon. He reigned in place of Jehoiachin son of Jehoiakim.Two, neither he nor his attendants nor the people of the land paid any attention to the words of the Lord has spoken through Jeremiah the prophets.
第三节。
Three, King Zedekiah, however, sent Jehukal, son of Shelemiah, with the priest Zephaniah, son of Maaseiah, to Jeremiah the prophet with this message. Please pray to the Lord our God for us.
第四节。
Four,Now Jeremiah was free to come and go among the people, for he had not yet been put in prison.
这里是记载啊，西底家已经当了犹大的王了。
This verse records that Zedekiah became a king of Judah.
那他想要找人去叫耶利米来帮忙祷告。
He wanted to send someone to Jeremiah so that someone can help him pray.
那也等于他自己也想祷告了。
So that just shows that he himself wanted to pray.
那为什么他想要祷告呢？
Why did he want to pray?
其实是有原因的。
There's a reason behind this.
那个时候，加拉底人就是巴比伦啊，他们的军队已经要包围耶路撒冷。
At the time, the Babylonian army surrounded the Jerusalem.
啊，那非常的危险。
They were in danger.
已经被包围了好一阵时间了。
They have been surrounded for quite some time.
我们看了下一个地图啊，下一个地图下一页。
Let's turn to the next slide.
下一页，这里记这里的这个巴比伦帝国跟埃及帝国，犹大国家就是被夹在中间。
We can see here that the Babylonian was sandwiched.
在公元前差不多600年呢，巴比伦从一个小小的部落，就慢慢变成一个新兴的帝国了。
Approximately 600 BC, the Babylon had gone from a small country into an empire.
它慢慢取代了当时的亚述。
The Babylon gradually replaced the Assyria.
慢慢变成一个当时的霸权 superpower.
Then later, it became a superpower.
那当时有另外一个比较大的国家，就是南边的埃及。
At the time, there was not a big country, Egypt.
你可以想象现在世界所谓的 superpower 有谁？就是美国跟俄罗斯嘛。
In the world these days, what superpowers are coming to mind?
有人说中国也很强大。
Some say U.S., Russia, and someone say China as well.
当时呢，神的选民呢，犹大王就是被夹在中间那个小小的三明治里面一块火腿的感觉。
At the time, the chosen people of God was sandwiched in between.
好了，巴比伦已经围困了城一段时间了。
The Babylonians had surrounded the town for some time.
耶路撒冷啊，耶路撒冷。
Surrounded Jerusalem for quite some time.
他们出不去，外面的人也进不来。
The people couldn't go out, and the people outside couldn't go in.
我们最近这个 COVID-19 的事情啊，很多人都关在家里了，但至少我们还可以去买菜，还可以去看医生，有一些人还可以去上班。我们还没有 total lockdown.
We have to stay home because of COVID-19. However, people are still allowed to go to work, go see a doctor. It's not a total lockdown.
但是你看呢，犹大人他们被关在耶路撒冷，那个时候已经快一年了，很久了。
The people of Judah have been locked down in their city for quite some time.
那个巴比伦人快进来，可以把他们毁灭了。
The Babylon almost went into their city and destroyed them.
你想想看，如果你在里面，你急不急
？If you were one of the people in the city, what would you feel?
你当王，你急不急
？If you were a king at the time, what would you feel?
当然急啊。
Of course, you would be worried.
那急了怎么办？就想办法祷告嘛，叫耶利米帮我们祷告一下。
What would you do if you worried? Of course, you would ask the prophet to pray for you.
好，我们看下一个 slide 啊。
Let's take a look at the next slide.
我们要想一个问题：为什么神容许巴比伦帝国兴起
？Let's think about this question: Why did God allow Babylon to be raised?
其实啊。历史是在神的手中，哪一个国家兴起，哪一个国家衰落，神早就已经决定了。
The history is written by God. Whichever country is going to rise is decided by God.
没有偶然的事情的。
There's nothing happened just randomly.
但是有一个重点我们要了解，读圣经的时候。
There's one important point that we need to understand.
神有时候兴起敌人，是要对以色列人提醒，甚至刑罚他们。
When God raises an enemy, it's to punish the Israelites.
因为他们不听神的话语啊，先知讲不听啊。
It's because the Israelites didn't listen to the words of God, even the prophet had already told them.
就好像有些父母教小孩，嘴巴讲不听，就是棍子来讲，棍子来教了。
Similar to how a parents would correct their children.
棍子来教了，用 rod 是用打的了。
Sometimes we need to take out our staff to beat our kid.
好，所以我们来想三个问题。
Let's think about three questions and let's turn to the next slide.
今天如果神让你遇到困难
，If God if you are faced with a problem，
到底为什么要让你遇见这个事情
？Why did God allow you？To do that.
还有，到底要让你学习什么
？And why? What God wants you to learn?
当时西底家还有犹太人，他们的困难就是巴比伦。
And the problem they King Zedekiah ran into at the time was because of the Babylonians.
好了，那西底家要来祷告，他祷告就是希望哇， 赶快巴比伦可以走，赶快可以解决。
And the reason the king Zedekiah wanted to pray is because they want the Babylonians to be removed.
但是我们今天有时候也会遇到同样的问题啊。
Today we will also face the same problem.
你要想今天你遇到什么困难？
And what kind of problems do we usually face these days?
也许没有以前的那个那么大。
Might not be the same kind of problem that they used to face before.
为什么神要现在让你遇到这个事情呢？
You have to ask yourself why God allows you to face problems.
神到底要让你学习什么呢？
And what God wants you to learn.
好了，那西底家现在叫耶利米帮他祷告了。下一页。
King Zedekiah wanted Prophet Jeremiah to pray for him.
好，那耶利米也真的是要配着替他祷告。
And Jeremiah was ready to pray for him.
但是我们要问一个问题。
And we have to ask a question.
为什么西底家的祷告一点用都没有？
And how come the King Zedekiah's prayer was ineffective?
对他自己没有用，对他国家也没有用。
It was ineffective to himself as well as his own country.
好，我们来分析。今天晚上提出三点。
And we're going to delve into this and there's three important questions.
我们 AV 要跟我一直讲哦，我讲到哪里你要转 slide， 不然的话大家还是看那个啊。第一点。
The first point.
因为西底家只想得到神的解救，并不想悔改自己的行为啊。
King Zedekiah only wanted the help from God. He didn't want to repent his sins.
好，我们看耶利米书35章第15节。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 35.
35章第15节。
Verse 15.
好，35章第15节。
Chapter 35, verse 15. Again and again, I sent all my servants, the prophets to you, they said, Each of you must turn from your wicked ways and reform your actions. Do not follow other gods to serve them. Then you will live in the land I have given to you and your fathers. But you have not paid attention or listened to me.
这里讲得很清楚啊。
It states clearly.
为什么神要巴比伦来围观他们？
Why the Babylonians have surrounded the Israelites?
因为他们拜偶像。
It was because they worship idols.
他们不把神当一回事。
They didn't treat God seriously.
他们也不听先知的话。
They didn't pay attention to the prophets.
每个人都在行恶。
Everyone was committed sins.
那神的反应当然很生气。
And of course, God was angry.
就好像你看到你孩子每天在家里跟你作对，每天不把你当一回事。
Similar to how you see your kids at home and how they don't listen to you.
或者你看到你的孩子，你孩子不叫你爸爸妈妈，还叫别人爸爸妈妈，你肯定很生气。
It's like your kids don't call you parents, but call the other people parents.
所以神的让，既然你喜欢拜偶像，就让拜偶像的民族来对付你。
And God decided to punish the Israelites because they worship idols.
神不是真的是要消灭他们。
What God really wanted is not to destroy the people.
神要他们改一改。
God just wanted them to repent.
但是以色列百姓想要得到的，西底家想要得到的，就是哎呀，救命啊，解救啊，而不想改变自己。
What King Zedekiah really wanted was just help from the Lord, from God, but he didn't want to change his wicked ways.
我们最近这个新冠肺炎啊，每天新闻从早到晚都讲这个，说实在，有时候听着都挺烦。
Right now, we have heard a lot of news on the pandemics, and sometimes we are overexposed to the news.
因为你也不能改变什么。
The more that we watch the news,
但是从圣经的角度，我们知道神的旨意是什么。
But from the perspective of the Bible, we can understand the intention of God.
神的旨意是要提醒人类回转悔改。
God's intention is to remind the people so that they can change out of their wicked ways.
但是有时候呢，人类所想的就是不太一样。
Sometimes, however, we think differently.
我们赶快，很多人都想啊，这个疫情赶快过去啊，我还可以做生意啊。
A lot of people wanted this pandemic to pass right away so that we can go back to our business.
我才可以上班啊。
so that we can go back to work.
我才可以去坐游轮啊，我的旅行啊，还有还没走，还没完呢。
So that I can resume my traveling.
啊，当然了，每一个人都有自己的计划，都有自己的原因。我们都拼命祷告，哎呀，赶快疫情赶快过去。
And of course, we pray for different reasons so that this pandemic can just be behind us right away.
当然，神也是会怜悯。
Of course, God will listen to your prayer and have mercy on us.
但是从这个例子，我们来看到神到底要的是什么。
And from this example in the Bible, what did God want?
神要的是百姓离弃偶像。
God wants the people to stay away from the idols.
离弃自己的罪。
To stay away from their sins.
归回神那边。
To return to God.
好，同样的，神今天也让我们弟兄姐妹处在社会里面，也是受到疫情的影响。
And today, similarly, God wanted us that are in this pandemic situation.
是不是也让我们反省一下啊？我们自己在神面前到底是一个什么的状态
？We should really introspect ourselves to see whether we have committed any sins.
或者是你有任何的问题，不要只想说神啊，赶快帮助我解决问题。
And when you run into challenges, don't just ask God to take the challenges away from you.
我们当怎么做？
What should we do instead?
我们看耶利米哀歌。
Let's turn to Lamentation.
耶利米哀歌三章四十节。
Let's turn to Lamentations chapter 3.
哀歌三章四十节。
Chapter 3, verse 40. Let us examine our ways and test them, and let us return to the Lord.
这句太宝贵。
This verse is really precious.
祷告没有功效的原因，就是因为没有查考自己。
The reason why our prayer is ineffective is that we do not examine ourselves.
我们拼命求神解决问题。
We ask God to solve all our problems.
把困难拿走。
To remove all the challenges.
把我从困难当中拉起来。
To pull us out of the difficulties.
但是你忘记问。当初为什么神让你遇到这个困难
？What you forget to ask is why did God put you in this situation？
想你改什么
？What did God wanted you to change？
我们人有一个劣根性啊，有一个 problem 啊，很大的问题。
As human beings, we all have a problem.
我们很想改变。
We all wanted to change.
我最近看了一个，看了一个网络上的广告。
I come across a advertisements online.
因为我们知道现在很多政治人物搞选举啊，都是说标榜了什么 ？We want change.
And when it comes to election time, all the politicians usually declares that they want to change.
只要有一个候选人走出来说 ，We want change. I can bring change. 我可以带来改变，他一定得到很多选票，因为大家对很多现在很东西很多不满。
And when a politician step up and declare change to all his people.
所以大家都说 we want change, 我要改变，但是 I don't want to change, 我自己不要改变。我要改变，但是我自己不要改变。
Usually the statement will receive a lot of popularity, and that's why a lot more people step up and say they want to change.
请问你是不是这种人？
However, the only person that don't want to change is
himself. 人的劣根性，我们想神帮助。
We all want God's help.
我们想改变别人，或者是别人改变。
We all want to change other people, but we don't want to change ourselves.
我们想把问题拿走。
We want to have our problems removed.
但是我自己不想改变。
But I don't want to change myself.
这不是很矛盾吗？
Isn't that contradictory?
你不改变，问题就不会走。
If you don't change, the problem is going to stay.
下一页告诉我们了，我们最大的问题就是自己。
The next slide tells us that the biggest problem that we face is ourselves.
为什么以色列百姓会被巴比伦围住？
Why the Israel people were surrounded by the Babylonians?
你不得罪神，你不犯罪，神不会容许巴比伦来围住你啊。
If you didn't sin against God, the Babylonian wouldn't be there surrounding them.
所以问题不是巴比伦太强大。
The problem wasn't because of the Babylonians.
问题是他们跟神的关系出了问题。
The problem lies within them, and then their problem with God.
但是他们看不见这一点。
The Israelite couldn't see this.
他们拼命叫耶利米祷告，自己也祷告，结果完全都没有用。
They asked Jeremiah to pray for them.
No, 没有用啊 ，no use.
And there was no use.
我们看箴言二十八章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 28.
28章的9节.
Verse 9.
28章的9节.
Proverbs chapter 28, verse 9.
懂。 28章第9节.
If anyone turns a deaf ear to the law, even his prayers are detestable.
这里说, 转而不听律法的, 他的祈祷也为可憎。 所以我们今天要自己反省。
So we need to examine ourselves.
我要用什么的态度对待神的话, 还有他的诫命。
What kind of attitude do we need to have when we come to facing God's commandments?
下一页, 我要自己要反省, 每一个弟兄姐妹, 就算在这个疫情当中, 也要反省。
And we all need to examine ourselves even during this pandemic.
如果我们自己不改变,
if we do not change ourselves,
不成为一个在神面前看为对的人, 看为义的人,
if we do not become a righteous person,
啊, 那我们的祷告是完全没有用的。
Our prayers would be ineffective.
我们看雅各书, 新约的雅各书。
Let's turn to James.
雅各书第5章16节。
Chapter 5, verse 16.
雅各书5章16节。
James chapter 5, verse 16.
所以你们要彼此认罪, 互相代求, 使你们可以得医治, 一人祈祷所发的力量, 是大有功效的。
16, therefore confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective.
祷告没有功效, 因为祷告的人出了问题。
The reason your prayer is ineffective is because the person that prays has a problem.
西底家他没有在神面前成为义。
King Zedekiah didn't become a righteous person before the Lord.
所以他的祷告没有用。
Hence, his prayer was ineffective.
下我们来讲第二点, 下一页。
Let's turn to the next slide.
为什么西底家祷告没有用?
Why was Zedekiah's prayer ineffective?
就是因为他祷告的方向也是错的。
It was because the direction of his prayer was erroneous.
他们祷告什么呢?
What did he pray for?
他们是祷告啊, 埃及人赶快来救他。
He asked the Egyptian to come to the rescue.
我们看耶利米书37章。
Let's turn back to Jeremiah chapter 37.
第5节。
Verse 5.
37章第5节。
Chapter 37, verse 5.
法老的军队已经从埃及出来了, 那围困耶路撒冷的加拉地人听见他们的风声, 说拔营离开耶路撒冷去了。
Verse 5. Pharaoh's army had marched out of Egypt, and when the Babylonians who were besieging Jerusalem heard the report about them, they withdrew from Jerusalem.
你看他们现在多开心啊。
Look how happy they were.
他们以为啊, 神听了他的祷告。
They thought God heard their prayers.
他求神来解救他, 啊, 赶快叫埃及人来帮我嘛。
They asked God to help and asked God to send the Egyptian over.
因为当时埃及是世界的另外一个霸权, 那个时候就有两个霸权, 就是巴比伦在东北, 埃及在西南, 他们夹在中间。
Egypt was another superpower at the time besides the Babylon.
所以现在他觉得说，哦，祷告应验了，有灵啊！现在埃及人来了啊，然后呢，巴比伦人赶快跑。And
they felt that their prayers was fulfilled. Now the Egyptian army are here.
我们看下一个图就知道了，再把这个两大 superpower 把它弄出来啊，这有耶路撒冷的夹在刚好夹在中间。
Now we can see from the slide that the Israel people were sandwiched in between the Egyptians and the Babylonians.
那埃及也不是自己没事跑过来的，是西底家派人去请他过来的。
The Egyptians didn't just come by themselves. They came because the King Zedekiah sent someone to them.
那埃及人也不是笨蛋，也不会做没有亏本的生意。他愿意过去，就是因为有好处。
The Egyptian didn't come for nothing. They came because King Zedekiah promised them something.
因为我们知道国与国之间的这个外交啊，都是互相利用，没有益处就不会做任何的事情。
And when it comes to the relations between countries, look at the benefits of.
古代是这样，今天也是一样。
It was like that before, and it's the same today.
那他们呢？我们来看下一页啊，到底问题出在哪里？
Now let's take a look at the next slide and find out what the problem was.
这个西底家到底问题在哪里啊？
And what was the problem with King Zedekiah?
他一边呢，好像在寻求神啊，求神帮助啊，求神解救。
On one hand, he was seeking the help from God.
另外一边呢，就好像哇，拼命想办法搞外交、塞钱啊，请那个法老王，请他来帮一下。
On the other hand, he was trying to ask the help from the pharaohs.
他根本不是要靠神来解决问题。
He didn't really rely on God to solve his issue.
甚至神透过先知一直讲，不要下埃及，不要靠埃及，不要找埃及。
Even through the Lord's prophet, God has asked Zedekiah not to go to Egypt.
但是他一边祷告，一边去找埃及。
However, King Zedekiah was praying, but at the same time, he went to Egypt for help.
结果呢？下一页我们来看啊。
So I move on to the next slide.
神告诉他，你不要再骗自己了。
God told Zedekiah, "Don't deceive yourself."
我们看37章。
Let's turn to chapter 37.
我们看第六节到第十节。
From verse 6 to verse 10.
耶利米书37章6到10节。
Jeremiah chapter 37, verse 6 to 10.
第六节，耶和华的话临到先知耶利米说，第七节。
7.
耶和华以色列的神如此说，犹大王打发你们来求问我，你们要如此对他说，那出来帮助你们法老的军队逼回埃及本国去。加勒底人必再来攻打这城，并要攻城，用火焚烧。第九节。
9.
耶和华如此说，你不要自欺，说加勒底人必离开我们，因为他们必不离开。第十节。
10.
你们即便杀败了与你们征战的加勒底全军，剩下受伤的也必个人从帐篷里起来，用火焚烧这城啊。你看神讲的话一针见血，把问题点出来了。
God has pointed out the key.
你以为靠埃及就可以解决你的问题？
You thought that once you rely on the Egyptian, you can solve your problem.
你以为靠埃及你就不用悔改，你就不用求告我？
You thought that by relying on the Egyptian, you don't have to rely on me.
表面上好像真的，埃及来有用哦，巴比伦人赶快回家了。
And it seemed effective on the surface that the Egyptian came to help the Israelites.
它是有用的，暂时有用。
It worked temporarily.
但是真正的问题会回来。
However, the true problem will still resurface.
巴比伦人很聪明，你来我就退，等你埃及人回家了我再来。
The Babylonian was smart and in a way that they know when the Egyptian came, they would retreat. But once they went back to Egypt, they would come back again.
神就说了，透过先知说啊，又是第九节，我读的时候特别有感受。神说你不要骗自己了，不要骗自己。
Through the mouth of the prophet, the Lord says, "Do not deceive yourself."
我们人有时候就是很喜欢骗自己。
We like to deceive ourselves sometimes.
哎呀。It's going to be all right. 一切都会好的。
Sometimes we say, "Oh, it's going to be all right."
我只要再努力一点，我的问题就可以解决。
If I continue on, my problems will be solved.
我只是一次运气不好而已，可能我下一次运气就会好了。
I'm just having a bad luck. Next time, luck will be on my side.
我诸事不顺，哎呀，只是因为我可能。不够努力，我再靠自己，再尽力一点，我就会得到好处。
Everything's going against me. However, if I try a little bit harder, I might be able to turn things around.
有时候我们就一直用想自己的办法来把自己从困境当中拔出来。
Sometimes we try to solve our own issues.
但是没有用的，神说你这样子你是骗自己。
It's no use. You're just deceiving yourself.
暂时好像解决了。
You might think all your issues are gone.
但是你的问题还会回来找你。
But your problems will resurface.
下次回来，这个问题更大。
Next time around, your problem is going to be bigger.
真正的问题是什么啊？
What is the real problem?
真正的问题是百姓跟神之间出了关系的问题破裂了。
The real problem is there is no connection between the Israel people and God.
那你不解决这个大的问题，那你要找埃及啊，找人的帮助没有用啊。
If you do not mend this connection, there's no use to ask for help from the Egyptians.
今天我们身边当中可能有很多问题。
We might have a lot of problems.
可能失业，换工作，一直换也不顺。
Unemployment, or you constantly change jobs.
家庭也不美满。
You might not have a good family.
婚姻出了问题，孩子也不听话。
There's some problems in your marriage, and your children are not listening to you.
再加上自己的健康。
And also, you might not have the bad health.
你有时候想想，为什么那么多问题？
When you think about why do we run into all these problems?
会不会你跟神之间出现了问题？
Is it because there is a problem between you and God?
而不是说你要去找人的帮助。
It is not because that you need to seek out help from the other people.
下一页。
Next slide.
心中的埃及是什么？
What is the Egypt in your heart?
我们看以赛亚书三十章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 30.
三十章的第七节。
Isaiah chapter 30 verse 7.
以赛亚书三十七节，埃及的帮助是突然无一的，所以我称他为坐而不动的拉哈伯。
7 to Egypt, whose help is utterly useless, therefore I call her Rahab the do nothing.
哇，这句话是神透过先知以赛亚形容啊，你去找埃及吧，你去吧，没有用的。
This is through the mouth of Jeremiah, tell them the people to just go ask for help from Egypt.
你可以去努力，你去找，但是你是浪费时间。
Go ahead and look for help, but you're just wasting time.
啊，所以下一页最重要的是修补跟神的关系。
The most important thing is to mend the relationship.
那最近呢，我们这个疫情的关系啊，大家都要乖乖待在家里。
Due to the pandemic, we have to stay home.
我觉得啊，这个是神出于神的事情，对真教会的信徒来说啊，是一个转机。
And this is this is out of God, and this is a turning point for all of us.
因为我们也跟别人一样会遇到困境。
We just like other peoples, we will run into difficulties.
现在呢，我们在家里。
Now we're staying at home.
你要怎么样面对神
？How do you face God?
再来，你要怎么面对你身边的家人
？How do you face your family members?
如果以前啊，健康的时候啊，没事的时候啊，你不想回家，你不想看到家里的人，你就到处跑，你就晚一点才回家睡觉就好了。
Before, when you're healthy, if you didn't want to see your family, you could just stay out.
啊，你可以找朋友啊。
You could just go hang out with friends.
你可以加班啊。
Or you could just work overtime.
不想看到你的孩子，你就不理他。
If you don't want to talk with your children, you just don't talk to them.
自己的信仰呢？啊，有的去聚会，可能也是不是很专心，不是很投入。
And when it comes to your faith, you might not paying your, you might not have your full focus.
但是这个疫情逼我们想一件事情。
But this pandemic has pushed us to think about this one thing.
如果你中了。
If you are contracted with a virus,
你不要想说我是真教会的信徒，我不会中吗？没有圣经没有这样讲啊。
Don't ever think this because you are a member of the true Jesus, you won't get the virus.
也有可能会中。
You might get it.
已经有信徒中了，在别的国家。
And there was a member that was contracted with the virus.
那如果神要我们这样离开世界
，If God asks you to depart from this world.
好，你要见神。
And you are going to see God.
啊，你见得了吗？你这样的情况，你见得了吗
？Are you able to see Him in your situation?
这样的信心，进得了天国吗
？Are you able to see Him, with the faith that you have?
这样的行为，这样的热心，神能够接纳吗
？With the deeds that you have, were you able to see God's face?
好，那你要面对这个问题。
And this is the type of things that you have to face.
要去思想啊。
You need to spend time thinking about it.
关在家里就是让你思想啊。
The reason God asks you to stay home is God wants you to think.
不是只是关在家里保命而已啊。
You're not staying home just because you want to save your life.
要保命也不一定永远活着。
Just because you save your life doesn't mean you're going to live forever.
不一定要出去染病才会死。
You don't have to go out and get the virus.
生命随时都可以结束的。
It could just go anytime.
好，那真的要面对神了。你要怎么跟神修补这个关系？
When it comes to facing God, how would you mend this relationship?
再来，你整天面对家人，你怎么修补跟家人的关系？
When you come face to face with your family, how would you mend the relationship?
有一些人呢，他在家里会很痛苦，因为他跟人家家人的关系很不好。
Some people feel painful staying at home because they do not have a good relationship with their family.
所以在家里关着这样会很痛苦。
So it was really painful for them to stay at home.
赶快啊，可以出去。
They can't wait to go out.
但是真正的解决问题是让你要修补跟家人的关系。
And in order to solve the issues, to mend the relationship with your family.
那为什么跟家人关系不好？
Why do you have a bad relationship with your family?
可能跟神的关系也不好。
It might be related to your relationship with your God.
西底家他没有看到问题的重点。
King Zedekiah didn't see the key of the question.
整天想埃及，靠埃及啊，有一些帮助，还很高兴。
He was thinking about Egypt the whole time, and that made him happy.
啊，今天你的埃及是什么呢？
And what's your Egypt?
是不是相信自己的努力？
Do you believe in your own efforts?
专家的意见。
Or do you believe in the opinion of the experts?
自我的想法。
Or do you believe in your own way of thinking?
还是你真的愿意在神面前谦卑啊？
Or do you really were you able to be humble and kneel down before God?
第三个原因，看下一页。
Next slide.
为什么西底家祷告一点用都没有？
Why was King Zedekiah's prayer ineffective?
就是因为他在寻求神的事情上面三心两意。
He was indecisive when it comes to seeking the Lord.
我们看西底家的故事哦，发觉他是一个三心两意的人，没有什么主见。
When we read his story, we will find out that he was really indecisive.
有时候他又好像很想跟耶利米讲话，听他的意见。
Sometimes you might find him looking for help from Jeremiah.
我们看37章的16节。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 37, verse 16.
37章16节。
Chapter 37, verse 16.
耶利米来到狱中，进入牢房，在那里愁了多日。你看这个时候，西底家要把他放到监牢里面，但是呢，十七节又说他要去，叫他出来了。十七节。16.
Jeremiah was put into a vaulted cell in a dungeon where he remained a long time. 17. Then King Zedekiah sent for him and had him brought to the palace, where he asked him privately, "Is there any word from the Lord?"
他就问了，那神有没有什么话给你跟我讲啊？ 你看这个人是不是很矛盾呢？
And King Zedekiah asked Jeremiah, "Is there any word from the Lord?"
就好像这里讲一讲的，一时候想听，一时候又要把现在丢到监牢里面。
So you can see he is really contradicting with himself.
好了，叫我的先知来问了，问了之后又不听。
So when Jeremiah went to ask the Lord, and King Zedekiah wouldn't listen.
那你不听，你为什么要问呢？
If you're not going to listen, why did you even ask?
好了，跟你讲了，你又不听。
So I already asked for you, but you wouldn't listen.
还有这里写哦，有时候对先知很好，哎呀，给他食物啊，保护他。
Sometimes he was really nice to the prophet and would bring them food.
但是有时候呢，就让他放到这个监牢里面呢，或者是放在一个坑里面呢。
Another times, however, King Zedekiah would put the prophets in a dungeon, locked up in a cell.
连到最后关头都在三心两意。
And even till the end, he was really indecisive.
我们看38章的17节。
Let's turn to chapter 38, verse 37.
38章17节。
Chapter 38, verse 17.
耶利米对西底家说：“耶和华 万军之神以色列的神如此说，你若出去归降巴比伦王的首领，你的命必存活，这城也不致被火焚烧，你和你全家都必存活。先知已经告诉他一条活路了。
The prophet had pointed out a way for King Zedekiah.
只要你愿意出去投降巴比伦，那个时候巴比伦围困着这个耶路撒冷。
Long as you're willing to surrender yourself to the Babylonians,
先知跟他讲，你只要出去投降。
The prophet told him, as long as you're willing to surrender yourself to the Babylonians.
第一，先知不会，那个巴比伦王不会杀你，你可以存活。
First, if you do that, the king Babylon wouldn't kill you, and you would be able to survive.
第二，这个城不会被毁灭，因为巴比伦不是要来毁灭，他只是来征服而已。
Second, this city would not be burned down. They only want to take over it.
哇，那这条活路啊，他也心很动啊，他也想要啊。
And he really
他很想要得到这样的活路啊。
And he really wanted to go down this path.
但是到最后，他要拒绝。
At the end, he turned down the offer.
啊，第十九节。
Verse 19.
西底家对耶利米说：“我怕那些投降加勒底人的犹太人，恐怕有加勒底人将我交在他们的手中，他们戏弄我。”
19. King Zedekiah said to Jeremiah, "I am afraid of the Jews who have gone over to the Babylonians, for the Babylonians may hand me over to them, and they will mistreat me."
他又怕犹太人会欺负他。
The king Zedekiah was afraid that the Israelites.
又怕巴比伦王会杀他。
He was afraid the Israelites would mistreat him, and was afraid the Babylonians will kill him.
他对先知的话，一点信心都没有。
And he had no faith on the words of God.
有时候啊，神不是不告诉你怎么样解决你的问题。
Sometimes God is not because God don't want to tell you the solution.
神不是不给活路你走。
It's not because God didn't want to point you away.
神已经告诉你就是这样了。
God already told you this is it.
就很简单。
Simple as that.
你放下你的面子。
Long as you are willing to let yourself.
你的 face 啊，脱下你的王袍。
Remove your robe.
离开你的座位。
Depart from your throne.
你就谦谦卑卑走出去就可以了。
Those who walk out humbly, then I'll be fine.
放下自己。
Just let down yourself.
听神的安排。
Listen to the instruction of the Lord.
神不是不告诉你方法。
It's not that God didn't want to tell you a way.
但是我们人呢，有时候就想很多啊，很复杂。
But most of the time we complicate things.
又怕得罪人，又怕被人欺负。
We don't want to be mistreated.
这个不是我们吗
？This is not us.
他怕得罪人，怕得罪犹太人。
He was afraid of sinning against the Israelites.
又怕被加勒底人杀掉。
He was also afraid of being killed by the Babylonians.
所以虽然知道神讲的话，但是去做不出来。
Even though he knew the words of God, he couldn't act it out.
这个才是最大的悲剧啊！
This is the biggest tragedy.
最大的悲剧不是得不到神的指引。
The biggest tragedy is not being able to receive instruction from God.
而是明明知道对的活路，但是没有决心，没有勇气去走出去投降。
But know the solution. However, you weren't willing to follow the instruction.
没有办法，有勇气把自己完全交给主。
You don't have the courage to give yourself up to the Lord.
没有勇气把自己放下。
You don't have the courage to put yourself down.
哎呀，同时要怕得罪人。
At the same time, you are afraid of hurting other people.
这个就是三心两意的人。
This describes indecisiveness.
你看下一页啊，这个就是一个图片了。你像不像这个西底家？下一页。
The next slide.
一下左，一下右。
So、this
一下这样，一下那样，
so、
到最后什么都
没有。
这种人注定失败。
He's indecisive, so he's set for failure.
这种人的悲剧是自己造成的。
He caused his own tragedy.
我们看下一页，雅各书啊。
Let's turn to the next slide.
有时候讲这个西底家，有时候都会讲得很生气，血压会变会升高。
Sometimes when I talk about King Zedekiah, it brings my blood pressure up.
本来不需要这样。本来真的是不需要这样。
It didn't really have to do that.
我们看雅各书一章第五节。
Let's turn to James chapter 1, verse 5.
第五节，你们中间若有缺少智慧的，应当求那后世与众人也不斥责人的神，主就必赐给他。第六节，只有凭着信心求，一点不疑惑，因为那疑惑的人就如海中的波浪，被风吹动翻腾。第七节
，seven，
这样的人不要想从主那里得什么。第八节
，eight，
心怀恶意的人，在他一切所行的路上都没有定见。这几句真的是把我们的软弱讲出来。
These verses laid out our weakness clearly.
我们就是疑惑。
We're confused.
我们就是像海中的波浪。
We are the wave in the ocean.
风怎样吹，我们就说哦，好，那这样。风那样吹，我们说好，那就这样。没有定见，没有定见。
We go with the trend wherever the wind blows to, we'll go.
看大家怎么样想。
We don't have our own opinions.
但是呢，这种人永远不得不到神任何的祝福。
This kind of person would never receive any blessings from
the Lord. 这种人祷告也是浪费时间。
And when he prayed, he would just be wasting time.
所以不如啊，这里雅各长老说，不如你改改祷告的方向，不如你不要求神解决你的困难了，你求智慧了，你求点智慧就好了。你有一点智慧，你的问题就解决了。
James says, instead of asking for a solution, you should ask for wisdom.
求智慧，我们都缺少智慧。
Asking for wisdom, because we all lack of it.
哇，所以啊，我们今天为什么会遇到那么大的问题？
Why do we run into all these kind of problems?
就是像西底家这样。
It's because we're like King Zedekiah.
好了，那西底家的祷告没有用啊，他自己下场也很悲惨。
King Zedekiah's prayer was ineffective, and he ended up as a tragedy.
我们看耶利米书三十八章。
Let's turn back to Jeremiah chapter 38.
好，我们看三十九章。耶利米书三十九章
，Actually chapter 39，
三十九章的第六节
，Verse 6，
三十九章第六节
，Chapter 39 verse 6。
巴比伦王在利比拉西底家眼前杀了他的众子，又杀了犹大的一切贵胄。第七节
，Seven，
并且挖西底家的眼睛，用铜链锁住他，把他带回巴比伦去啊。看，这个就是西底家的下场啊。
This is how King Zedekiah ended up.
不听神的话。
Because he didn't listen to the instruction of the Lord.
圣经记载，由那个巴比伦王最后公元前586年成功的攻进耶路撒冷。
Here it says that the king of Babylon was able to enter into the city.
我们来看下一个图啊。就是形容当时的一个样子。
Let's take a look at the next slide and describe the scene at the time.
巴比伦王在西底家面前杀了他的所有孩子。
So king of Babylon killed king Zedekiah before his children.
挖了他的双眼。
He put out Zedekiah's eyes.
这个巴比伦王也是很狠啊。
You can tell that the king of Babylon was really cruel.
亲眼看到孩子被杀。
He witnessed that his kids was killed.
然后挖掉他双眼，所以他孩子被杀的这种景象永远留在他的脑海里面，没有办法磨掉。
So the sight,
那他之后就看不到任何东西了。
So the sight of his children being killed remained in his mind forever, and later on his eyes was being put out.
全身被锁链绑住，带到巴比伦。
He was bound with shackles, taken to Babylon.
你看一个王。到沦落到这样了，多可怜的。
You can see how he ended up as a king at the end.
其实本来不需要这样子。
He didn't have to go through this.
神给他很多的机会。
God has provided him with different solutions.
但是因为他不悔改。
Because he didn't want to change.
祷告的方向也靠自己，一直找埃及。
His direction of his prayer was wrong, and he kept asking for the help from Egypt.
对神的话三心两意，你不能跟随。
He was indecisive when it comes to words instruction of God.
最后自己造成自己最大的悲剧。
At the end, he caused his own tragedy.
感谢神，我们今天不要像他。
Thank God, we should not be like him.
读圣经，看到失败者，就警告自己，我不可以像他，我不要步他的后尘。
So when we read up his stories, we need to remind ourselves and remind ourselves not to be like him.
我们的祷告要有功效。
Our prayers should be effective.
要改正自己的行为。
We should correct our ways.
专心依靠神。
We should put our focus on God.
绝对不能三心两意。
We should not be indecisive.
我们最后来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
180首。
180.